The Engine Woman's Light by Laurel Ann Hill. Narrated by Maria Marquis. Dedication. Dedicated to my husband David, great-grandma Hippolyta Orendain de Medina, and Engine 2472. Journal of Before. Year 1878. 1. Flight and Wilderness Walking. Zetta stared aghast at the caramel-colored foundling in the wicker basket beside her. The baby wore a ragged blue and white gown. This was the christening gown. The one she'd sewn had buttoned on sons, grandsons, and great-grandsons. What the tarnation was her precious creation, a family heirloom, doing on some foolish couple's mistake? The train to the workhouse and asylum for the poor curved around a bend. Zetta swayed in her seat and grasped the back of an empty one. The baby, not even 2 months old, slept without stirring. Diego, her oldest grandson, must have given the gown to that charity for unwanted children who got sent away. How could he have done such a thoughtless thing? Tears trickled down Zetta's cheeks. Her bony hands, age spots like spattered paint on her pale skin, clasped each other in the folds of her skirt. Shameful red blotches hid underneath the blue fabric. Leper. Unclean. The grimy window to her left displayed the setting sun. The baby gown she'd sewn and tatted as a young woman was worth nothing to her family. She never should have volunteered to care for a foundling on the ride to South California. Should have left the sedated thing wrapped in that old blanket. Ignorance would have been better than truth. An old man across the aisle babbled nonsense. Zetta fumbled for a soft cotton rag and blew her nose. The baby's strumpet of a mother should have arranged an abortion. Local midwives would always unblock the menses of women in need. Neither the infant nor the gown would be here then. A twinge of guilt hit Zetta. Diego's thoughtlessness wasn't the child's fault. Zetta reached into her satchel, pulled out a Bible, then opened the book to a dog-eared page. For though I should walk in the midst of the shadow of death. Her husband, Javier, had died 5 years ago. Yet he'd visited her during the past several months. She wrapped herself in his old brown and gray serape. The valley he must have walked to return to her held both mystery and shadows. Such uncomfortable looks she'd receive from her family while carrying on conversations with him. Her son's reaction to the red blotches on her thighs and chest had proven even more disconcerting. Thou art with me. The psalm brought solace. She smiled at the infant, so perfectly formed and cute. Did a kind spirit watch over it? Perhaps an asylum attendant would take the little one home. No, the workers probably had trouble supporting their own children. North California paid the South California Asylum only a set amount of money for each child, according to the agreement between their governments. This poor baby wouldn't even receive a smallpox vaccination, let alone love and schooling. It might even be sold to the Mendoza family, the descendants of the ruthless Gold War bandidos. Brown-skinned foundlings often were. How fortunate Zetta's great-grandsons were, loved and safe within the walls of the Navarro family farmhouse. She touched her thigh. Leprosy. Her great-grandchildren would be even safer in her absence. Zetta yawned. Today had been a long day, what with all the goodbyes. Too bad Diego hadn't been there. His job kept him traveling. She fingered the coarse wool of Javier's serape. Her eyelids closed. Zetta awakened in dim light. The passenger car clicked against rails. A silvery glow shimmered above the foundling in the basket. Zetta blinked and the glow took form. Javier's face. This time he still had all his curly black...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?